here's a story from The World.
Despite the pandemic and global lockdowns, greenhouse gas concentrations in the atmosphere still reached an all-time high in 2020. That's according to preliminary annual numbers from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
The headline really is that carbon dioxide and methane have hit historically high levels because of anthropogenic or human emissions.
Researcher Arlen Andrews leads the team that makes the measurements. Methane saw its highest year-over-year increase since comprehensive records began more than a generation ago.
Methane surprises us all the time, and the rate of increase has been very high since about 2014, and this year was especially high.
Methane comes both from human sources, like oil and gas burning, and from natural sources, like wetlands and melting permafrost. Andrews says it's hard to pinpoint the source of this year's jump, but it's troubling.
It's about 28 times more powerful than CO2 at trapping heat when you can kind of consider a 100-year time frame.
Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere increased at a slower rate last year due to lockdowns, but the NOAA researcher says the total concentration in the atmosphere is higher than ever because CO2 hangs around for centuries.
You can think of it like trash accumulating in a landfill, where if you put less trash in the landfill, the pile still gets larger.
Andrews says a year-long economic slowdown isn't going to make a dent.
The only way that we would actually see atmospheric carbon dioxide start to decrease is if we reduced our emissions to near zero.
Coming up, the carbon footprint of the construction industry and a building material that may help.